This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. It's team day today here on Starcade. Our players are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. We have our teams ready. You guys all set? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Alright, here we are in Starcade. Nice studio audience. Welcome to you at home. We're going to have some good games to play with today. Let's meet our contestants right now. On my right, I have
Mike Sadek.
Mike, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Dublin, California, and I go to Frederickson Junior High School.
Good. What are your hobbies?
I like playing baseball and video games.
Baseball and video games. Nice combination. You want to introduce your partner?
Yeah, this is my dad.
Wait, does he have a name?
Mike Sadek.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember, isn't it? Mike, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like video games with my son, too. I'm in public relations with the Giants and a former player.
What'd you play?
Catcher.
Oh, no kidding. You still have all your bones and everything?
My knees are a little sore.
Well, Mike, welcome. Nice to have you here on the show. And on my left from Chicago, we have...
My name is Greg Eck. I'm from Chicago.
Right, Greg. What else?
I'm going to...
Wait, I know. You know, the questions are going to get tougher, Greg, as we go along here. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm going to University of Northern Illinois, and I'm majoring in aerospace engineering.
Oh, good. For a moment, I thought you were going to say speech. And your name?
David Eck.
David, nice to know you. I can see from your names, your brothers, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to John Hersey High School in Illinois, and I want to go to college next year and major in mathematical engineering.
Terrific. Good luck to both teams. Nice to have you guys here from Chicago. As you know, our players are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Joust today. So there you are. That's at stake. You teams shake hands here and head over to the podium. So while you guys go over to the podium, head over in that direction. We're going to have Kevin tell us about the five games in store for us today.
Jeff, on today's Starcade, we'll be exploring the depths of the ocean and the outer reaches of space. First, Star Wars with Obi-Wan and Luke. Next, it's Tunnel Hunt, where the enemy is the unknown. In the middle today, Pac-Man Plus, the great one on a fast track. Super Astro Fighter, where the aliens are after you. And finally, Calypso, a search for underwater treasure. Jeff?
All right, thanks, Kevin. Those are today's five games. All of you had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, as you know, one of these games is our mystery game. If you pick that, automatically you're going to win a valuable prize, okay? And Kevin right now is going to whisper to our home audience, and he's going to tell us what the mystery game is. Kevin?
Today's mystery game is Calypso.
Kevin, speak up. I didn't hear a word you said. We never know what it is. Drives me crazy. Okay, I have a question for you, teams. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you pick the first game to play. How many mole holes are there on one screen of Holy Moly? Yes.
Nine.
Nine is right. I didn't even give you the choice. You got it right away. And that means, Mike, you get to pick the first game. What do you want to start out with up there?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Star Wars it is. That's a heck of a game, and Kevin's going to tell us a little bit about it. Kev?
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. You must join the rebellion to repel the attack, or all is lost. You cannot waver now. With you at the lead of Princess Leia's rebel force, the galaxy may survive. Use your shield. It will survive multiple hits before it leaves you. Then, trust in the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and remember, the Force will be with you always.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot. Okay, Mike and Mike, who's going to play the game, Mike or Mike? Mike is. Right. Okay, fine, Mike. A couple hints. You have 50 seconds, so the shield is not going to be too important to you. You know, you can afford to lose that, and I would go for as many fighters as I can and, you know, not worry too much about hitting the fireballs. How do you feel about that?
I'll give my best.
Okay, you don't have to do what I say. You know, you got any advice for your dad, Mike, before we start?
About the same.
About the same. Okay, then 2-1, we think that's what you should do, Mike. All right, here we go. You have 50 seconds. It's Star Wars. Get ready. Oh, you have to start at the easy level, too. That's for our scoring purposes. Get ready, get set, play. 10,949. Pretty good, Mike. What do you think, Mike?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay, head on back. Let's see what Greg and Dave do. All right, gentlemen, would you mind backing up here just a little bit? MC likes to get on camera, too, you know. Who's going to play this game? You are. Okay, Dave, any last words for him, Greg, before he goes?
I better not.
Okay, I didn't see too many fireballs at this level. Remember, you go at the easy level so for our scoring purposes, okay?
Yes.
All right, you'll have 50 seconds, and Greg will cheer you on, Dave. You're looking at the machine like like it's a stranger to you. Get ready, get set, play. Good shot. Take a look at the score, 11,197. Way to go. Head on back. Nice play. I sent them away. I shouldn't have done that. I'm all by myself now. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here at Starrcade. Please stay with us.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Joust. Enter into the manly sport of jousting, riding proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from thy mounts. Thy grand prize today is Joust, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starrcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, let's see how we're doing so far. We played Star Wars, and the Sadiqs have a grand total so far of 10,949. And the X have 11,197. Boy, close. Just a couple of hundred points separating the two teams. Okay, X, you're in the lead, but of course there's still one more game to be played in this round. The total points then on both games will be added together to see who gets to play the name of the game board. I have another question for you. Hands on buzzers. These are getting tough. What color is the bow in Ms. Pac-Man's hair? Yes?
Red.
Red, you're right, Mike. You don't even want to hear the choices, do you? Poor X standing here never getting a shot at things. Okay, Mike, what game would you like to play?
Super Astro Fighter.
Super Astro Fighter. That will be the game, and we will ask our mediocre Astro Fighter to tell us about that.
You're a bird. No, you're a plane. No, you're Super Astro Fighter. Your mild-mannered plane is called upon to defend the Earth from not one, but six aliens, all equally deadly and sinister. Can you do it? I know I can't do it, and I know Jeff can't do it. So, Sadex, it's up to you.
It's up to Mike, I guess. Mike, how do you feel about this game?
Pretty good.
Okay, about all I can tell you about this is the faster you go, the better off you are, because you want to get as many points as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, you want to cheer him on, Mike?
I sure will.
All right, you have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, more points for these guys coming up. Where are they? Yeah. Like 840 points for you, Mike. Way to go. Nice going. Head on right back, and we'll have Greg and Dave come down. Now let's see. Dave, you played the last one, right?
Right.
Then Greg, it's up to you. A Super Astro Fighter. They set a target for you, and we'll wish you good luck. Any questions before you start?
No.
All right. Here we go. You have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Congratulations. Nice play. Head on back, Greg and Dave. What we're going to do now is add up the scores of all the games and find out which team's going to get to play the name of the game board. Both teams had a chance to play Star Wars and Super Astro Fighter. Two of you now are going to play for the for some special prizes, so we'll total up the scores from both games. Let's see. The Sadix, pardon me, have 11,745. And the X have 12,217. Greg and Dave, it's up to you. Come on down. You're going to play the name of the game board. Move over to the left just a tiny bit. Now, face out this way. We're going to fix it so you're not in front of the screen. Just come towards me a little more, a little more. That's going to be just fine. All right, now, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a great prize. If you both we'll answer one after the other. So who's going to start answering?
I guess I will.
You'll answer. Dave will start, then you, Greg, then Dave, and then Greg. Okay, turn around, please, and look at the screens. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Galaga or Galaxian?
Galaxian.
Okay, Galaxian, right. I mispronounced it. That's correct, though. Number two, Mazer Blazer or Xevious?
Xevious.
Xevious is right. Good for you. Number three, is that Tron or Journey?
Tron.
Tron is correct. That's three out of the four. Here's the fourth one. Is that Kix or Cluster Buster?
Kix.
Kix is right. All four. Good for you. Well, you guys really know your games, and Kevin knows what prize you're going to get. Kev?
X, now you can battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair.
Well, so far you know your video games. There's only one thing more you have to know, and that's how to fit both of you in one Bionic Chair. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments to find out which team's going to have a chance to get their own video arcade game. A real close game, less than 500 points separating these two teams. So this is round number two, and this is very important now because there's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores. The top scoring team in all games is going to get a chance to win Joust. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. See if Mike buzzes in before I give the answers on this one. There are two flags in the upper screen of Puyan. Nothing from you yet, Mike, huh? Okay, there are two flags in the upper screen of Puyan. The left one tells you what screen number you're playing. What does the other one tell you? A, the number of wolves left to kill in that round, or B, the number of pigs left? X.
Pigs left.
No, it's the number of wolves to kill in that round, and that means that the two Mikes have a shot once again to pick the game. What do you want to pick? And by the way, the mystery game is still waiting up there.
Pac-Man.
Okay, it's Pac-Man Plus. That is not the mystery game. The mystery game was Calypso, but Pac-Man Plus is a good game. And let's find out from Kevin a little bit about it.
It's the great one, jazzed up and speeded up, gobbling away faster than ever and more than ever with frantic ghosts in pursuit and disappearing mazes just when the Pac-Man needs the most. It's one up on Pac-Man, a plus, and it's frantic.
All right, the game is Pac-Man Plus. Who's going to play this one? Mike, your team is about 400 to 500 points behind, so you're going to need some points. Best thing to do, if you can, is line those ghosts up and then get an Energizer dot and get them. You know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. The other thing I tell you about this game is there's a soft drink that will appear in the middle of the screen every once in a while. You run over that, and you get 100 extra points, and all sorts of amazing things happen.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. Good luck to you. You have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. play. There's that soft drink in the middle of the stream. They get a few more points here. Let's see. Mike, not bad at all. 2,200. Congratulations to your team. Head back, and Greg and Dave. Well, your team is ahead, but not by too much. They have 2,200, so it's up to you now. It looks like Dave's going to play.
Yes.
All right, Dave, are you a champ at this?
I just saw it first time backstage.
Well, this is going to be interesting then. And you've decided to let him play it, huh?
Yeah, better him than me.
Interesting strategies. It's who isn't going to get embarrassed? Okay. Yeah. Turn around, and here we go. You have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Ooh, fine, Dave. Got the trophy, 100 points. Everything disappeared. Three runs in a row. $770 for a guy who just sort of a while ago. You did great. Head on back. We're going to add up all the scores now and see which team is going to have a shot at that fantastic game joust. All right. The Sadics, you have a grand total of $13,949. And the X, you have $14,987. Greg and Dave are the champs. Congratulations to your champs. And Mike and Mike, well played. It was a tough competition, and you did really well.
Thank you.
Nice to have had you here on the show.
Thank
and
you.
We have nice gifts for both of you.
Thanks
and good
much.
Luck with the Giants. Hope things work out
Thank
fine
you.
With you.
Good
okay.
luck to you guys.
Yeah,
Thank
you too.
You.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Greg and Dave, you are today's big winners, and we have something nice for you. Kev?
We've got a great prize for our winners. It's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
All right. And now the Eck brothers, in just a moment, are going to be going to see which, if rather, they can take home Joust, or which one's going to get it. All right, welcome back to Starcade. Now, Greg and Dave, here's the big challenge. This is a chance to win Joust. Maybe the big challenge is how you're going to divide it between the two of you if you win it. But this is where the pressure is. We have still two games left unplayed, Calypso and Tunnel Hunt. During the commercial break, we told you that if you picked Calypso, you'd have to score at least 3,117 points. If you picked Tunnel Hunt, you'd have to score at least 3,808 points. Those are the scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games, the average scores. I didn't understand you reached your decision. What'd you guys decide? You don't sound really confident about
Tunnel Hunt.
Tunnel Hunt it is, then. That means you have to score at least 3,808 points or more in 30 seconds. If you do that, you're going to win the grand prize, and that is Joust. So the Sadics, I'm sure, will wish you good luck. While they're doing that, Kevin will tell us about Tunnel Hunt, and we'll come over to play the game. So here we go.
You'll feel yourself pulled into a tunnel of doom, where ever-changing colors only add to the confusion and frustration of finding yourself on a hunt for an unknown treasure in an unknown world that makes you feel like you're going nowhere and accomplishing nothing. You're lost in the immensity of a world incomprehensible. It's Tunnel Hunt.
Okay, Tunnel Hunt it is. You only have 30 seconds, and you got to score 3,808 points. And I can tell by the glazed look in his eye that it's Dave who's going to play it. Is that right, Dave?
That's right.
As you know, when you play Tunnel Hunt, and the sides of the tunnel slow you down, the smaller the enemy ship or the further away it is from you, when you hit it, the more points you're going to score. And if you get a black one, that scores six times, gives you a six multiplier of six on the bonus, okay?
All right.
You only have 30 seconds, though. We may not see all of that happen. So let's get ready, and we wish you good luck. Hope you can take Joust home with you. Get ready, get set, play. And here we go. Gotta beat 3,808. Second.
Oh, God, come on.
2,730, not quite enough, doggone it, but I thought you played really well. Nice to have had you here from Chicago. Hope you have
Thanks
a nice flight back. Hope you had a good time here on Starrcade. Greg and Dave Eck. And we'll see you all at Starrcade here next time. This is Jeff Edwards. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
Information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
Some of the Starrcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.